4th April, 1947. Human Effort. A devotee, who was a frequent visitor to the ashram, arrived 2 or 3 days ago. Ever since his arrival, he has been looking all around the hall frequently. I was expecting him to ask Bhagavan some questions. This afternoon, he sat near Bhagavan and slowly commenced asking questions. Swamiji, everyone in this hall is seated with his eyes closed. Do all of them get results? Certainly, each person will get results according to his thoughts, Bhagavan replied humorously. Question. Vaisishtam also says the same thing. In some places, it is stated that human effort is the source of all strength. In others, it is said that it is all divine grace. It is not clear which of them is correct. Bhagavan. Yes, they say that there is no God other than the karmas of the previous birth, that the karma done in the present birth in accordance with Shastras is known as Purushakara, human effort, that the previous and present karmas meet for a head-on fight like rams, that the one that is weaker gets eliminated. That is why they say one should strengthen Purushakara. If it is asked what is the origin of karma, they say such a question should not be raised as it is like the eternal question which is earlier, the seed or the tree. Such a question is for mere argument and not for deciding finally what is what. That is why I say, first find out who you are. If one asks, who am I, how did I get this dosha, fault, of life, then there will be self-realization. Dosha will get eliminated and shanti will be obtained. Why even obtained? It, the self, remains as it is. In Vaisishtam, in the second canto of Mumuksha Vyavahara, there are shlokas containing this bhava import. Koham katamayam doshaha sansarakhya upagatehi nanye neti paramarsho vichara iti kathyate vicharat jnayate tattvam tattvad vishranti ratmani ato manasi shantattvam sarvadukha parikshayaha. Who am I? How did this faulty sansara come into being? Such investigation is known as the path of inquiry, vichara. By vichara, reality is understood, and such understanding brings repose in the self. Then follow tranquility of mind and cessation of all sorrow.